Bolton's request to counter Iran alarms Pentagon by Eric Schmidt and Mark Landler. Senior Pentagon officials are voicing deepening fears that President Trump's hawkish national security advisor, John Bolton, could precipitate a conflict with Iran at a time when Mr. Trump is losing leverage in the Middle East by pulling out American troops. At Mr. Bolton's direction, the National Security Council asked the Pentagon last year to provide the White House with military options to strike Iran. Defense Department and senior American officials said on Sunday. The request, which alarmed then-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and other Pentagon officials, came after Iranian-backed militants fired three mortars, or rockets, into an empty lot on the grounds of the United States Embassy in Baghdad in September. In response to Mr. Bolton's request, which the Wall Street Journal first reported, the Pentagon offered some general options, including a cross-border airstrike on an Iranian military facility that would have been mostly symbolic. But Mr. Mattis and other military leaders adamantly opposed retaliating, arguing that the attack was insignificant, a position that ultimately won out, these officials said. Such a strike could have caused an armed conflict and could have prompted Iraq to order the United States to leave the country, said a senior American official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal policy deliberations. Since Mr. Bolton took over from H.R. McMaster in April, he has intensified the administration's policy of isolating and pressuring Iran, reflecting an animus against Iran's leaders that dates back to his days as an official in the George W. Bush administration. As a private citizen, he later called for military strikes on Iran, as well as regime change. Mr. Bolton has made headway on some issues, like persuading Mr. Trump to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, but has had less success with others, like maintaining an American military presence in northeastern Syria to counter Iranian influence, something Mr. Bolton vowed to do only weeks before the president announced in December that he was pulling out. In asking for military options, a senior administration official said Mr. Bolton was merely doing his job as national security advisor. He pointed out that the Iranian-backed militants also targeted the American consulate in Basra. The NSC coordinates policy and provides the president with options to anticipate and respond to a variety of threats, said a spokesman for the National Security Council, Garrett Marquis. Mr. Bolton, 70, is not the only Iran hawk in Mr. Trump's circle of top advisors. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared in a speech at the American University in Cairo last week that countries increasingly understand that we must confront the Ayatollahs, not coddle them.